As you lift our voice in praise, it's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out, say.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of rescue.
Criticisms leveled against Titan.
And some are and to suodo and
I want to end it today, as I told us last week. How many of you were blessed and enlightened last week? Oh, like true, you learned something new. About just wave your hands and let me see. That's good. So let's finish it out today. Now, we said number one criticism the world has leveled against Titan is that Titan is under the law and an Old Testament practice. So we don't need to pay it anymore in the New Testament. We have answered that it is not true because the tithing principle has been there from the beginning of the creation of the world. It's a principle that has been there throughout the beginning of the world and in nature, that whatever God gives you, there is a portion in it that you give back to God or you give back to nature. And by so doing, you are able to have more or you are able to preserve.
Na yesua say no nya no crefi say free body en fiti ase e bepem enei onyankopon hihie mbi bibi odema e bia na ohwehwe say yesua say bibi ama no.
We also said number two, it doesn't bring us blessing. They leveled an accusation against Titan that Titan doesn't necessarily bring us a blessing because we, the New Testament believers, we are already blessed. So we don't pay tithe to be blessed. That's the criticism.
Now they are talking to me, you know, I'm okay, they say, tithe and French should be amre. If you say, yes, you babe, you know, or gee, you know, any, you know, you should have that, you should be a new one, you should be the amount.
And we explain that indeed, every child of God is blessed. That's not a lie. It's true that every one of us, we are already blessed. Because everything you have is from God. The money you have, the breath you have, the strength you have, everything you have, even the level of job you are managing, is still a blessing from God. So you are already blessed.
But we went on
further to say that Abraham was blessed already. He had over 500 soldiers who went to war. And when he returned with the extra blessings he got, he brought a tithe. So it is not like Abraham was poor and he went to pay tithe for blessing. Abraham was already blessed and he still went to pay tithe, so that the blessings will continue. Because God blessed him in Genesis chapter 12 and increased him and he became a great nation. Yet, he still paid tithe. So it is the tithing that he paid and his children paid that has kept the prosperity in their lineage. So today, that all over the world, if you arrange or you look out for the successful people, the rich men in the world, Jews form a greater percentage in the world. So today, clap your two hands.
Now, Abraham, dear, no one yankopon eshirano. Then so, and first, I shano yame edieshano, or quo by and who tia titan, send your bayer, and shira the ediamano, no beshirana, and as eshirano, at what was so, edia besi, now war and pempen so, and ne Israel for.
So we don't pay tithe to be necessarily blessed, but we pay tithe for because we are blessed. And for the continuity of the blessing. That when you pay, God keeps blessing you.
ɛnunti yɛntua tight sɛ bɛyɛ a yɛbɛyɛ nhyira na mmom yɛtua tight sɛ ne ɛbɛyɛ a yɛnhyira no ɛbɛkɔsoa da ne dan nyinaa.
Because God has blessed you.
If you see onyankopɔn wo hyira wo dada
with something little in your hands.
Bibi ɔde ama wo bia na ɛyɛ nhyira no ɔde ama wo bɔnsɛm awurade.
Do we all understand to this point?
Sɛ woanyante aseɛ aduru baabi a ɛwɔ yi.
Okay, number three, they said we said that it's for some people criticize tithing. That is for the pastor and his family to spend. That when you go and pay tithe, you are going to give money to the pastor to sponsor his lavish lifestyle and for him to take care of his family. So there's no need to pay tithe. That's what some people have been saying.
Na ebi munso ka se tithe na yetua no kra na ye osofo ene na busua ene se na ebe osofo betwa na num nti na yetua tithe. Sa na ebi munso eka.
And we have answered that it is also not true because the Bible has explain to us that we should bring the tithes into the storehouse of God so that there will be enough resources in the house of the Lord. So when you are paying tithes, you are not bringing tithe to the pastor. The pastor is not the church. You are bringing tithe to the house of God, the church, so that there will be enough resources in God's house. What are the resources used for? Resources are used to pay the bills, to run the day-to-day operations of the church of God, to keep the church alive, to pay the bills, to make the expenses. And some of the bills include salaries. And that is where human beings, like instrumentalists, like some lead singers that are working full time, like pastors, missionaries, all come, like security men and people who work for the church on full time basis, they are seen as Levites. That is where they are paid from.
And into your hands, you say, on your coupon, see your fambra ni fee, send your baya, and near ma, ye debet me the ayo, your coupon, ejuma ewo ni fieno, ye bet me ayenina, or sofunya kakra, or mama boba nya kakra, or be biara, or ye, juma beer, or see a baby bikakra, mani biano, or no su enya kakra, a frum, send your baya, on your coupon, ejuma bekoso.
And that is what we used to pay for everything that we see here.
You know, and I did a chair be beer who a hanuma, and was here chair who can be.
That's why he says there should be resources in the house. And then also we explained with scriptures that it's also so that we can be able to support poor people. We can be able to support the widow, the poor, people who have crisis or who have troubles so that we can be able to support.
Na Yesu yan so say enua mu ene bia na obi akwa ho hiehia mu ebia na ejanka bi ebia na ewisia bi ebia na obi ani kuna wuja ni bi se na ebe ye betimi ede aboa saafo we se nyina ni nyina efri tightening.
If I tell you the list that is there for us to help certain people, you'll be surprised if I tell you the list.
Se mi yi enkrofo asese e wose yetimi aboa wo mu asafo mu a wo yem kra ba hyehyew.
Every Sunday, you see people coming to my office. They have different needs. It's not everybody who came for prayer. People come for help. Because they see this place as the house of God where love must be dispensed. So they come for help because the world will not help them. And what strengthens the church or empowers the church to be able to help the poor and the needy according to scripture is what the tithe. So if a church doesn't pay tithe, they are robbing the poor of access. Just last week, when we closed church, somebody came to my office. Very poor woman. One of us who needs help and she wants to start a business. We have helped several people do business in this church. We've given money to people to ingest into their business when they had nothing. Several, not one person. People come, oh, I have everything, I can't wait. I remember one time we gave a huge amount to somebody. The person didn't even do the work up to today. Yes. So that is how the church has made. But without tithe, we can't do. So when you pay tithe, you are not bringing money to the pastor. You are bringing it to God's house. So that out of God's house, the expenditure, the expenses, the bills will be sorted. Salaries will be paid. And then the needy will be helped. Clap your two hands for
the old ba on yankupon fuo dia no sa the old ba has a yeno and ye de boa obi biara o hiamwa and wana ye like be obi bia was ye chia awa hanumubia and one and ye di chia and what's all this adjuni two three.
Now number four for today. People criticize tithe that is too small for God. 10% is too small for God. They give more to God. So they don't pay tithe because tithe is just 10% and it is too small for God. They even give God more.
Na ebi mu kura de omo kase entutusuo dudu no kura esua. Edu emu oche mu du na esua ebi se de wode man yankopon na eso sense entutusuo dudu na ye kan wasem no esua.
I've heard one popular pastor who used to run his church, they ran with tight. Now he has become a very big man and he has big people in his church whose offerings are more than tithes, and so they are huge. So they are able to run the administrative expense of the church. So now he is the champion talking against tithe on the internet as a pastor, speaking against that because of the level he has gotten to, that the offerings that are coming are even able to run the administrative cost. So he thinks he doesn't need the tithe anymore. But for over 30 years, he has been running the ministry on tithe. He is on the social media talking against churches and tithe. And one of the things I heard him say is that God is not a small boy that you give him 10%. If you have 100%, why do you give God 10%? It's too small. You should give God more. Some of you have heard him speak. I don't know whether some of you have heard him. You have heard somebody say that the tithe 10% there is too small. If you say you are giving something to God, give him the big one. He's not a small boy.
Na yewa sofo a omo ewo social media so a omo kan se tithe no kra de esua efi se na safo mu no ebia omo offering omo de ba no po no eso esin san tutusu odudu ni po enti ehun hia po kra se ebia ebe de tithe.
Now what is the answer to that?
Eni to obi kan bibi se ya enya no ayede ma no ene sen.
Luke 16 verse 10, the Bible says that he who is faithful in what is least is faithful also in much, and he who is unjust in what is least is unjust also in what is much. Change the version, give me NLT or NIV. Just change. When you are done there, you give me message. One go. If you are faithful in little things, you will be faithful in large things. But if you are dishonest in little 10% or little things, you won't be honest with greater responsibilities. Go to message 16:10. That Jesus went on to make this comment: if you are honest in small things, you will be honest in big things. So now understand the principle here, that when Abraham paid it, it was called tenth because Abraham divided everything. 10, 10, 10, 10. And he took one tenth for the Lord. Or 10% for the Lord. Do you get it? Yes. So Abraham was the first person who started it. And Bible says that Abraham is our father and our example that we should learn after. So the tithe was not 12 because Abraham didn't give 12%. It was not 20 because Abraham didn't give 20%. He gave 10%. That's what brought the name. Tithe is from the name tenth. So the moment you pay more than 10, it's not called tithe. Are you getting what I'm saying? You can call it another name. So now listen, if somebody says that I don't pay tithe because it is too small, 10% is too small, and me, I give God far bigger than the 10%. Now what does this for? The 10% is not yours. It belongs to God. And instead of giving God the 10%, you decided to give him 50%. Will God reject it? If somebody is owing you 10, and the person comes and says that, I feel like giving you 20, will you reject it? So if you have decided to give God 20%, 30%, that does not cancel the principle of tithing. You are just giving more because you think God deserves what? More. God doesn't want to burden anybody, so he will not ask you more than what your strength can. So if the 10% is what was spelled out in the Bible, at least instead of paying zero, pay 10. If the day you feel like you have more, who stops you?
And to send you Abraham Shasia or the Oche mu edu and woe bakono. Sa and Abia in never say a shed, not yet this war. Nemum sebia, what the Aussi Michel would do, Abia Mefa emu edunam de Amanian Copoma, a rather on po. Ain't he and no ma the Abio Bitimamado Duono, Yankasa or Madu Duenti, and ye wow market one crowd see a jai, there be entesa. If he says, how do you become a do? Nese okwa nese okwa nese okwa nese okwa nese okwa nese fako obeche.
So at least, if you cannot give God at all, what are you giving him? You owe him 10.
It is a wound to be man yanko pon she ukraana. I was so who say, a do dear, who check the own a doer, I was so to be man about.
And Jesus says that such talks are hypocritical talks because the person who will be faithful with 10, if you give him more, he will be faithful with more. You see, a lot of you are not faithful to paying a tithe on 100 cedis. When you got those days, you were getting 100 cedis. You couldn't pay 10 Ghana cedis as a tithe. Now, when you calculate a salary, a tithe of 10,000, how much will it be? 1,000 Ghana cedis. Ask the one by you, can you count 1,000 Ghana cedis and give it to the church as a tithe? Ask the one by you. Now, yes, you yourself, you are laughing.
Speak. Now, yes, Christ will say,
you yourself, you know the answer.
$10 million.
Let me say it in the Old Testament. They understand. 10 million Ghana.
What kind? Sika opepepepepe edu. Say o de ma sorry.
That I went to work. And I got a contract, and the contract was 10,000 Ghana cedis. So I am being faithful with the lease. The 10% is the lease. So I'm being faithful with the lease, and the lease is 10%. So I calculate, and when I calculated, I got what 10 million. That's the tithe. So I am counting. I'm bringing 10 million cedis to God. How many of you can be faithful in that way? That is the issue of tithe.
Ye mudu do say ena ketua impa ye ntimi eni hu nokre. Si akonya adwuma kase bi na si ye me sika kase bi a. Ye betima yi sa sika nu de mu oduru na ye de aba. Obi ene ho no ma obetima ye sa.
Well, listen. When somebody tells you that the money they are getting is not enough, that's why they are not paying the tithe. Jesus says they are just unfaithful. The one who is faithful with small money, when he gets the big, he will be faithful. But the one who cannot pay that 10 Ghana cedis, never would that person give 1,000 Ghana cedis. Ain't see that? Because 10 impono, untimintia, nanya mea a mistake, a shirano bibri, na wakunya bibri. Nami son, yes, I mistakes. I got what I'm trying to say.
What did they make an answer, dear?
A lot of you, if you will really think through, there are monies that came into your hands that when you calculated the tithe, you should have paid 200 Ghana cedis, but you never did it.
You just took
50 Ghana.
A 200 Ghana cedis, and so the 50 never.
Some of you, certain monies came into your hands in the month that if you calculated the tithe, you were supposed to be paying 300 cedis, but you only gave God 70 Ghana. You counted 70 and you put it down, and you came to stand here. You said, oh, these are the holy ones, these are the faithful ones. But what you actually brought here is not a tithe. And like I told you in the other point, that tithing is a test. To God says, try, do this and test me and see.
That means
that he, God, too, is testing you. That he has given you that money, that job, that contract, whatever.
Not just say, "Ready the BBB will be and what the amount, what the national."
He is seeing whether you can be able to pay the tithe of it, or it is too big.
Once you fail,
you have made me realize that you cannot be faithful to such big opportunities. He should keep you low. He should just keep you to the 10 cities and the 20 cities. That one you can afford.
If he gives you anything, you
will take something small and bring it. That's unfaithfulness. Ask the one by you, are you faithful with your tithes? I didn't say look straight. The last time you got your salary, did you calculate 10%? The last time that gentleman gave you that gift, that lady gave you that money, that man dashed you that bonus, you got that weekend allowance. Did you pay tight?
Eti wuna ma obi che usika obi di bibi ma wo anas uti mi eyi emu.
Did you really calculate, or you just keep your hands in your wallet and you brought something?
Ana wudo usashe ubotom se ama mfa we kuranko.
He that is faithful with little things, Jesus said, he will be faithful with more. So God is not
expecting that.
Oh, tight is just 10%. You know, God is not a small boy. He said 10%. Just pay your 10%. What's your problem?
The day you think that
you have more that you can give him, you can give him. But at least don't rob him. Don't deprive him of his 10%. That's the seed. And that is what will keep the flow of the blessing coming. That's what will keep the flow of the salary coming. That's what will preserve the job. That will let the contrast come. That will let doors keep opening. The moment you decided not to give God the real tithe, you have broken the flow. You see that you only got it once. It's not coming. You struggle. It's not coming again. It's like, oh, pastor, of late, things are not really working. No. The first one you got, what did you do? Were you faithful with your tithe? Number five. Another criticism leveled against Titan is that it's too small. Number five, that it's a choice. It's not compulsory. It's not by force. Have you heard that before? That is
what
said, it's not by force. It's just
say,
if you want, you can.
What is say? Omo kase ayen tutu suo dudu no eye ope nemum enye enhye.
Malachi chapter 3 verse 8 to 10. Malachi chapter 3 verse 8 to 10. Now look at it. Now we are all reading together. It says, one go from the back. Everybody join me. One go. Will a man rob God? Now, what is the meaning of rob? Open your dictionary right now. Open your dictionary. Projection can also help me. Open your dictionary. What's the meaning of rob? When we say rob, God said you have robbed somebody. What's the meaning? Somebody should open dictionary and read it for us quickly. We don't have time. I know it, but I just want you to read for yourself. If nobody will read, then I will just tell you what I know. Read what you have.
Take something away from someone by force.
To rob means to do what? Take something away from someone by
force.
Now, that is the difference between robbing and stealing. I can steal from you. I can take the thing without you even knowing. That's stealing. That's the normal stealing. You wake up before maybe you realize that, you've been stolen. Somebody has snatched your phone, or picked you. Picked your pocket. He has played a trick on you, 419. But when it comes, when they use the word rob, it means it has an element of force.
So if the person
came with a gun, a weapon, they call it what? Armed, because the person is armed.
It is only panel urban will create two or second anabibi and what the babaji why the free in China. You're not your friend, they say armed robbery.
Because rob means force. Coming with an arm or a weapon means that armed robbery. If the person comes with a knife, it's another robbery. Are you getting what I'm saying? Now, go back to the scripture. Let's all read. Everybody, one go. Will a man rob God? Yet, you have robbed me. But you say, in what way have we robbed you, God? And then he answered, in tithes and offerings. So God regards people who are not paying their tithe as robbers.
Not simple thieves.
Ask the one by you, are you a robber? Tell the person, is my bag safe? Is my bag safe this morning? Is my wallet safe? Am I safe sitting by you? Are like, am I safe? The way you have exposed your back, like, are you safe? If God is calling his children robbers, listen, the next time you see them lynching someone on the street, don't join. You are more guilty than the person. The next time you see them beating a thief, oh, juloy, then you are sitting there, mumpua, next time you are saying that, remember that you are pronouncing judgment on your own self.
Because
you are not just stealing your phone. You, a human being, is stealing from a human being. But you are not stealing from a human being. You have the audacity, the effrontery, you have the guts, you have what it takes to confront Elohim and put a gun on the head of Elohim on the throne of heaven, and you are saying that I will not give you the tithe. I will not give you the tithe. Wow, clap your two hands for Jesus. Tell somebody, I'm beginning to fear you. Charlie, I'm beginning to fear you. The way you don't pay tithe now. When I come next time, I won't sit by you. When I come next week, I will not sit by you, because I've never seen you going to pay tithe before. So now listen. Now, if they now criticize that titan is not by force, why should God say you have robbed me?
And he said, "Omo ka say say titan no, enye nhye say say utua dia." Adanti no Yakobon say, "Uria."
If people want, let them pay. If they don't want, leave them. It's not by force. It's not by force. Our own money. It's not their own money.
Utua dia, yetua bi pe mu dia.
Unless they don't believe that God bless them. Because tithing is a statement. Go and read Deuteronomy. It's a statement that says that God gave me everything when I came on this land of Canaan. Bless me with everything. So I am here to give him back. So now, if you are saying you don't pay tithe, you are saying an indirect statement to God that he didn't give you that job. He didn't connect you. He didn't open that door. He didn't give you that money. And that is a great level of ingrate or ingratitude to God. I'm telling you. So if only you believe that what you have came from God, that money belongs to God, then if you refuse to give it to him, it is not an issue of if you want. It's a force. God says bring it. It's by force. When somebody is owing you and the person says that, but it's not by force, I'm owing you, when I want I will pay. Is that one too owing? Somebody is owing you, it's your money. And it's by force the person pays. The person can't tell you that I'm owing you, but it's not by force. No. Am I communicating? And tithe is God's money in the money you are holding. The seed in the money you are holding.
And it is also what he says. Only 10%.
Eat all the 90%, but only 10%. He says it's mine. Bring it to him. And then you say you will not bring it. You have robbed the church. You have robbed me of tithe. You have robbed my church of tithe. You are the reason why churches are closing down and they are selling it to clubs in the Western countries. They are selling it to mosques. They're turning it into mosques, turning it into business centers, theaters, cinemas. They have turned churches into cinemas because Christians are not paying that. They have robbed God of the tithe. So the church doesn't have what it takes to pay the bills. So they've shut them down and sold them out to cinemas and to other religious groups. I guess what I'm trying to say.
What did the American say?
And so the issue of tithing is not an issue of choice. Go to verse 9. Let's hurry up, please. Verse 9. He says, I want you to read it, but sometimes I don't like to read these portions. Our mouth is very heavy. So. But it's in the Bible. That you are cursed with a curse. For you have robbed me. In other words, you obumo. Oh no, to me. At an animal. Obumo. Like, umwadiye. You are a dangerous thief. For your father, because of that, I've laid a curse on you. If the thing is by choice and God lays a curse on you, that means God is unfair. Imagine you have gone to school. Those of you who went to school, break time. Break time. You have arranged for some yokegare. Then you are about to eat the yokegare. Then somebody comes and says, "So you not give me." The person start cursing you. It will not be well with you. If you eat this gobe alone, it will not be well with you. So you not give me. Giving you my gobe, is it by force? It's not by force. You have your money, I have my money. So why is it that you are cursing me? Because I'm eating my food.
Who do a piano? Ness will be pebby, Ness a one mana. Won't you mean your own castle or domain? If you say, Obia will see Cashin,
but by the time the person start laying curses on you, it means that it is either the food belongs to the two of you.
If you say, "Sir, no man any panic, I bet my head, my net is heavy, and then I wouldn't be a nudia, and I'd be beware, and
or maybe you did temper. How many of you remember temper? Or chim down? Do you remember chim down? Some of you are from East Lagos, you don't know chim down. I don't know, but are you from East Lagos? You don't know chim down. Or bonimao. Lie down like you are dead. It's like when you are hungry. And somebody's eating your food. And the person comes and says, bonimao, die and let me eat. That's the meaning. It's like chim down, but this one you don't run, you will lie down flat like you are dead. While the person comfortably enjoys your food. So if the person did it to you, and the person said temper, and you gave half of your food to the person, or the person said chim down, and you left your food and started jogging around the house, the next time you also caught the person with food, you sneaked and caught the person. When the mother dished out the food, when they put the food in his house, no, chim down. I knew how to do it, Papa. And then the person said, I will not do it. Then the person's mother will hide the person. Said, what is that? What sort of thing is that? Meanwhile, last week, the person ate yours. You see, on that premise, if you curse the person, it will work. Because the person has defeated you. You see, a curse without a cause will not stand. But if you did something and the person speaks, it will stand. That's what the Bible said. You go and fool about and let somebody curse you and see. Those of you who are breaking the heart of the girls, that are luggage of curses following you like that. You are walking. Because Amina is cursing you. Memuna is cursing you. Rafia too is cursing you. Esi Menu is cursing you. Aisha too is cursing. Amen.
Amen.
Tell somebody, be careful.
Catch your daughter and say, "Yeah."
Are you listening to me?
Who's here, my dear?
Listen, but the lesson here is that if God is cursing people because they don't pay tithe and offerings, then let's be careful.
It's not a choice. And say, "So nyanko pon e do mi enipa." And I'm saying, "Ontia on tithe intia." And he's not just saying, "Was say a idea." I was saying, "Sheni."
Then it's not their choice. It's their force.
That's what he has said. Say, "Anya upen." Say, "Ube tu ya untu tu suodu du nebu."
That is why in verse 10, he now tells them how to escape this punishment. What did he tell them? Everybody read it from the back. What did he tell them? One go. One go again. Repeat again. Repeat again. Repeat again. I put it on auto repeat, so keep going. Keep going. Give me sound. Give me sound. The one who is not singing it, check him. Check him out. It's a sign. Say it. Say it. I'm watching. Those who are not singing it. I know those who pay and those who don't pay. You watch them. Mm-hmm. I can see them. Mm-hmm. Bring all the tithes. Bring all the tithes. Bring all the tithes. Bring all the tithes. Clap your two hands for yourselves. Am I the one who said bring all the tithes? Is it pastor that said bring all the tithes? The Bible. It's Bible. If somebody said bring all the tithes, he didn't say bring some of the tithes.
God, those days
they had sheep, they had goats, they had tomato farm, they had cabbage farm. So when you are paying tithe, you have to pay tithe of your sheep. Tithe of your vegetable farm, different. Tithe of your carrot farm, different. You don't say that, oh, as for this month, I'll pay the sheep one.
I'll swear it.
He said, bring all the tithes. Bring all the tithes. Bring all the tithes. Bring all the tithes. All. So it includes the salary. Say the salary. Tell the one by the salary.
Salary.
It includes the allowance. Tell him allowance. Tell him allowance. The tips. Tell him the tips. Tell him the tips. The take home. The take home. The ex-grasher. Somebody said the chobo. That's what I don't know. Because you are not supposed to do chobo in the first place. So. You are not supposed to steal in the first place. So.
Chobo de ye krono etien kaho.
But every way that God blessed you. Somebody does they are all that is your cabbage, your tomatoes, your sheep, different farms. He says, bring all the tithes to the storehouse so that there will be resources to take care of the poor, to pay the bills of the house, so that there will be resources.
If
somebody is happy about the instructions, just clap your two hands for the Lord. Now, number six, quickly. They said Jesus condemned the tithe. Jesus condemned it, and the apostles did not talk about it or even practice it. This is the scripture that they have been using. Matthew 23, 23. Put it on the dashboard. Are you following me?
Yes.
Now, it says, these are the words of Jesus. You know something? Let me tell you something. When Jesus came, Jesus' number one opponents were the Pharisees. Everybody say Pharisees.
Pharisees.
And the scribes. They were the teachers of the Bible in those days. They were teaching the Old Testament. Jesus had a big problem with them. Why did Jesus have a big problem with them?
Ebrahim Jesus Christ so Ebrahim no any Pharisee for any asofo for one penny for no ewo asem.
He didn't have problem with the Romans so.
Any Roman for na no mo asem. Ne mo Pharisee for any asofo one penny for.
His fellow pastors. The reason was because they were hypocrite.
If you say na omo ye nkrofo na omo ye nyaatwom.
They were hypocrite. Ask the one by, are you a hypocrite?
Busa do to nchan say we ye nyaatwom ana.
Are you a pretender? When is a hypocrite? They are pretenders. They do fake things. Some of you come to church, you don't wear beads on your leg. But when you go home, we meet you in town, you are wearing beads on your leg.
ahunie ngu ne nan oba obepie obekọ no na afi wodi bia kwa kwogu ne nan
ti went to soft worker
ahanum de oba no obekere se hadwe ye kron kron kra
se ani awosha wo ho na e papa na mfamba
So we are not wanting the way you know on a year I
need a friend who says, okay, few friends bring it to your church.
Say, so why do you move for never be a move for the any old bar?
Jesus hates hypocrites than in the, Jesus, like the sinners. In the Bible, Jesus was rather going to the sinners, the taxpayers, those people. And the Pharisees say, why are you eating with the sinners?
Jesus Christ, or qua the boy for her, or qua at the boy for her, and no name, or man, no me, natural, no,
the problem he had with the Christians in those days who were the Jews was the hypocrisy.
Na sabre na oba ye no eye juufo a oba omu na na de eye no eye ne hi eye ne yapa ne se no mu ye krofo mu ye nya atwo.
So watch this. When Jesus came, he spoke against a lot of things the hypocrites have been doing, the Pharisees have been doing. And now listen, the things Jesus attacked were not bad things, but the way the Pharisees did it made Jesus attack it.
Na enema Yesu Kristo oba ya na okutia no na bia na enema eye ebia de boni o na mbom se ne na nkrofo Pharisee fo ni si ye ne fa no.
If you go to Matthew chapter 5, you see that Jesus spoke against praying. And Jesus says that, you people, you are hypocrites. When you are praying, you want everybody to see you. You speak on top of your voice. Blah, 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 blah. You want everybody to hear you. If you want to pray, why don't you go to your room and then kneel down and pray quietly? Your heavenly Father who sees everything will see you.
Does that mean that Jesus doesn't want us to pray for people to hear? No. Jesus was attacking their hypocrisy. When they are praying, they want people to hear that they can pray well. You see the way when you are in your own house and we ask you to pray over your food in your own house. When you get food and you're supposed to pray over your food. Thank you, Jesus. By the time you say thank you, the food is in your mouth. But when you meet others and you say, pray over your food, you see how long your prayer is. You are a hypocrite. Jesus is against you. When you are alone, you don't even pray.
So when you are with people,
I said, pray over the food.
I declare, as an oracle of God, let the heavens arise and kiss the earth.
Meanwhile,
when your wife serves you fufu at home, even thank you. Thank you.
Say, thank you. You. So, you
realize that a lot of us, we are hypocrites.
So
the Pharisees, their problem was not prayer. But how they were praying is just for the people to see them and say that Charlie, oh, it's you. Meanwhile, when he's in his house, he prays. But the day his girlfriend will visit the church and he's the elder and they give him mic. Masunde Kabatu. On that day, his girlfriend has come. I said, bread, your oil she, oh, my worry, oil she. Fake. Check the ones they tell by you.
Said you are so channel.
Charlie, are you a hypocrite?
No, we say, who are you? You're a mwana.
Maybe I'm sorry. I said, it's like I know everything. It was a soft wound. So Jesus attacked prayer. Jesus attacked fasting. You know that Jesus attacked fasting.
Yes, Christ. So Okasa etia mpaibo edubebi so Okasa etia kwanchine.
But did we stop fasting? No, because Jesus' problem is not the fasting. No. The Pharisees. Jesus said, when they are fasting, they make their face morose.
Now, there na Yesu can say Pharisee for there. Omo ya akwanchire hun anima no won say nipa yi. Wo ya akwanchire.
O ti ya no kra.
Oh, hello bra coffee.
Shut up. Hey!
Then you ask,
oh, are they? Yari announced. Me want to meet him. Me want to meet him. Me want to meet him. Are they God's
18?
Hey! I just said, I am from. Have you heard me want to meet him there?
Come to the room now.
Me change my meaning. Everybody will know they are fasting in the office. Have you been to a place like that? There is somebody in your office. The day she's fasting, everybody in the office will know she's fasting. Jesus attacked it and said, you people, the way you fast, crap, you see? So Jesus' problem was not the fasting.
It's Jesus Christ. No, I could see us out there. And yes, be a country. I know what time you and us would.
He just was attacking how
the fano.
Now, one of the things that Jesus attacked to was the Pharisees. They wear long gown and they behave that they are holy. Meanwhile, when the ladies are passing, then they are using their eyes to watch the ladies' bum bum.
Oh, true.
Go to Matthew chapter 5. Everything I'm saying, go and read Matthew chapter 5. So Jesus said, adultery is not just the one who has removed the dress and done the thing, but you that you are watching the bonbon and you are desiring your heart. I'm talking to the guys that wear shades and sit in the trotro and they are watching people's cleavages and things. Look for a gentleman by you and say, are you one of them? So you see that, oh, when he comes to church, he's praying. Do you have a girlfriend? No. Meanwhile, he's fornicating more than somebody who is even having a girlfriend. Because number one, he's using his eyes to watch pornography. Watching pornography. And Jesus says, you are worse.
If you said you
are having feelings in your room. You are using your eyes to watch the girls as they are passing. You have even come to church as the usher is holding the thing. You are watching. Hey!
Sorry.
Please, disclaimer, all the names being mentioned, I didn't know them. You are telling me they are it's not part of my preaching. But listen, you see, everything I'm saying, listen, I am a teacher of the Bible, so anything I'm going to say, I have to lay a foundation. All these things I've said, I'm coming to tell you something. The main thing I want to tell you is this.
Go back.
Matthew 23:23. Jesus attacked tithing over here, not because he didn't like tithing, not because he didn't like the fasting, not because he wanted them to commit adultery, not because the same way he was attacking their attitude and approach is the same way he's attacking their attitude with tithe and their approach to tithe, but he didn't cancel the tithe. Clap your
children.
So now, let's read it. One go. Everyone, one go. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin. Now these are spices. These are spices. Eh? And then my friend is spices. Say they are now those days. Mumu use white. White maggi. Those are spices. Ah, it's making kind. As a rice, it's making kind. These are all spices, things you can count. Pieces, but they can count. Now, you pay tithe of mint, anise, cumin, but you have neglected the weightiest matter of the law of Moses, which is justice. The law of Moses say a tooth for a tooth, an eye for an eye. You understand? The Ten Commandments. If you kill, you'll be punished. Adultery, you'll be punished. Everything, consequences. You have left the weightier matters, which is justice. That's what the law stands for. Which is mercy. Ayemuye. Which are ayemuye? Which is faith. Jidye towards God. Faith towards God. You have abandoned justice. Why it is a hypocrite when people come to you with their problems, Pharisees, you take bribes, selective spices, can you imagine somebody paying tight on that thing? What's the name of that thing I mentioned? Maggie, you call it A1. Those days it was white. How many say gentlemen? They call it A1. Before the Royco and those things came, it looks like rice, grains of rice, but it's a spice. Now imagine somebody who has bought a bag and is trying to pay tithe of it. I was so kind. Now say the whole bag, you know, 10,000 grains of A1 winner. Naturally say, oh, she has so tight. What's the difference of every bar? Jesus says that mutume tumubu. Munya dadie. Etnasi. SC. A1. Hun tight. SC. Emu. Kotoku ba. Utimi kind. 1, 2, 3. U kind grain. Ewa bag ni muno. Utubu kind grain. 1, 2, 3. It will be 5 kilos. No. Ebi ana 100,000 grains. And a good 5 kilos anymore. Now I then wage Jimu 10%. Not their bar, sorry, fee or their bar machine house. So, Monjina Monmonoa. What's the sign if I know chat tight is serious? That tight is really serious. And Jesus says, you get the time to sit down and count grains of spices. And yet, when somebody comes to you and is crying, then you take off your eyes. Then you rule against the poor.
Sad. Right.
They were the judges in the temple. People send their problems
if
to them.
If it's enough for a judge,
you don't value justice.
And so
you don't have mercy on people. All you are interested in is that nyatumunti now the bag aba. That's what Jesus was attacking. But Jesus was not against the tithe. Have I taught something?
It is a idea we say, and I Jesus Christ. Now, oku etia send the buyer Pharisee for no. Ombeja unyachong.
Now, everybody finish it. Everybody finish it. These, read with me. We are closing. One go. These you ought to have done. These. What are the these? Say these. He didn't say this. These. Justice. Mercy. Faith. These. You ought. Ought means you must. You should have been doing. Without. Everybody read. What are the others? What are the others?
Pain of tithe.
Did Jesus say don't pay it? And I want to prove no. Did Jesus say we should not pay tithe?
We enter say Jesus Christ can say any tithe to you.
Jesus said, "This you ought to have done, having mercy."
Now
Jesus
say, "Any man a wose mu ye any
being kind to one another, keep
doing it,
having justice."
Now,
don't be partial. Be fair. As you are doing this, don't leave
Now we are waiting in Anon Sono. Share Anna.
Don't leave the others. Tell somebody, don't leave the tight out.
Kache will be said tight in Umenya Itia.
Because how can Jesus come and say stop being tight when it's instructed all through the scriptures?
Jesus said,
but God's problem was the hypocrisy. So tell somebody about you keep paying your tithe.
Jesus
never condemned the tithe.
Like
he never condemned prayer. He didn't condemn loud prayer. He was talking about the loud prayer you do with the motive that people should hear you. People should know you
are saved. And by your Jesus Christ, air put here and say, what ma one so send your bay and crophobin who say, wouldn't impire boy, you know, and I know Jesus Christ walk on one.
So God was against the hypocrisy. It's not
it the sign out from my first hand near my way say, who and I know Jesus Christ walk on one. Name and yes, I know a cassette here, say, I was a wuchi out.
Is that the apostle? They didn't teach it, isn't it? And they didn't practice it, and they speak against it. That even Peter Mumre Sumpo say you who said no more practice the tithe. Now let me tell you something. Go to Acts chapter 2, verse 44. Everybody, please be upstanding. That's I'm ending on this point. Listen, in the New Testament, everybody, I'm closing, so listen to me. In the New Testament, when Jesus died and resurrected, he told the disciples that he was going to come and pick them away. So do you know what happened? They stopped doing everything they were doing. Those who were workers, fishermen, they stopped. Businessmen, they stopped. Especially when Jesus resurrected and appeared true, like he told them that he will come. And he appeared, their vim came.
So
when he left them on the mount and ascended and he told them he was coming and asked them to wait for him, they waited, the Holy Ghost came, they still stayed, they were waiting. They did not go anywhere. They abandoned their homes. They abandoned their jobs. They stopped everything because Jesus is coming tomorrow. They stopped everything. Are you listening to me? So they were not working again like you and I. I'm telling you a problem that happened because they thought that 2,000 years, beba. You 2025. Yes, 100 years on bad for the next 1,000 years. Said they also doing so, beba in Neyano. But Dabba and Obeba, you name. But those days, not Peter, no more is all bet. It will be a guy in the Juman, come in and come in with a mussory and a pankamuti, Edema. Now you're born pioneer to Num, now you're born pioneer to Num, now you're Chabu do Mamu, you're a guy watching it. Because if you quit, man, I yes, you bear. Aeroplane it to a wake, Jumemo. No munti asie emie no munti nyoma asie ti se se de negative bible as no those days now we are fresh it's not buga buga ni wom. So everybody stopped everything and they were staying together. Now everybody read this one. I'm going to show you why they didn't talk about tithe in the New Testament, because they were not even working. They didn't talk about it, they didn't teach it, they didn't practice it, because they had a problem. The problem was that they were not living normal life like we are living. They gathered together every day in somebody's house waiting for Jesus. Now, all who believed were together and they shared everything in common. One more muji di eno, omu ina be tinasi bom. Omu yusu bafum bako, e janai bako. Like, omu jai baby, omu won omu ina be tina, baby. Say, ye chen Yesu. So, omu yen chile chile, omu baby. They were doing everything together. They didn't go to live their lives like you are going to live your life. Then the next verse 45. And they sold their possessions and their goods and divided them among themselves as anyone who had a need. It's a tractor. It will fear. Now, what go ahead? What go Esan said then. Yesu ba. O kaisa wo company bi anwa kwa den wa koton. Esan said Yesu e ba. When you remember you have a land, you go and sell because Jesus is coming tomorrow. And I honor Yesu be father go people from be Yesu nje so turn on music. Now I'm teaching. Are you listening?
Uchi me there.
Unyanti as here. Now, look at it. So they all left their homes. And every property they had, they went to sell. And they came to the church. And they came to the church. And then they share it for everybody. That's why they were not talking about tithe. Because they were not working. They were all staying there.
If you say no,
nobody is getting any money somewhere. You're bringing some. Anything you go and sell, you bring all. Not 10%. You bring what? All. Not 10%. So if you don't like the 10%, then you like this one. Then you take your salary, bring. They sold whatever they owned and pooled their resources so that each person's need was met in the church. Go to chapter 4. I'm showing you something from today. When somebody is arguing, you just know the truth. Go to chapter 4. Verse 32, 37. 32 to 37. Chapter 4. Now, do you like what I'm doing?
Yes.
This is what a lot of pastors cannot do. By the grace of God, your pastor is a product of 5 Bible books. So I have learned. Aside my degree, I have learned. That's why I have the apostolic audacity to teach you what I'm teaching you. Because I am not afraid of what I'm teaching. Let's all read together one go. The multitude of those who believed were of one heart and one soul. Neither did anyone say that any of the things he had was his own, but they had all things in common. That means that everything that belongs to you belongs to all of us. So you bring it.
That just said, the will be and men so a media until now they are bar.
You don't bring everything, you bring 10.
Oh, yes. 33
quickly. And with great power, they preached the gospel, and grace was there. 34. Nor was there anyone among them who lacked. Everybody, bring your attention. There was nobody who was lacking. Say a common diobio as afunimu, Davida. And they distributed to all the poor people. Each one, everybody got some. They were staying together. They were distributing. Go and sell your property, bring it. But do you now remember why Ananias and Sapphira tried? Do you now remember why? But they couldn't. They kept half. Because this was the order there. 36. And Joseph, who was called Barnabas, went to also sell his, and then brought the money. 37. Having land, sold it and brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet. Then, the next verse is the next chapter, chapter 5, which Ananias and Sapphira tried. And they chopped half of the money, and the Spirit of the Lord struck them down and they died. The reason was because in those days, they were not going to work. They were not going out there to look for
funds.
They were not going out there to look for funds.
They
were living together as a family. So whatever you had before you became born again, you go and sell it. We are surviving on it till Jesus comes.
So
we sell your property, you bring, we eat that till it finish. We sell your property, you bring, we eat that till it finish. Until Jesus comes, they were waiting.
Now I'm trying to say Jesus Christ or Baba. It's who are you talking with? That party near me, Didi, near talking with here. And who near Didi? If you say you're trying to say Jesus Christ or Baba,
that was why they didn't have the luxury to talk about things like tithes. They were bringing everything. They were bringing everything. Nobody had me missing you.
If say no obi ndi adwuma bi awo ye ana say obi ndi ni say me misikani ana say
you bring your money and give it to the apostle or the ye the new aduane na ye the chiche obi ndi bi ye chen yesu e say camp meeting ye ti ho chen yesu That's why there was no issue of the apostles talking about tithes and those things. Are you getting me now? And so when somebody tells you that in the New Testament, why is it that there was no tithe? Tell them how the New Testament started. Tell them that it's not a normal system.
I didn't in the New Testament in Muno, Bibisa, any one my account tithe in one summer. Chirenu dientia, send me a no isi a shasi.
That is why. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
But today, after they waited and waited and Jesus didn't come, and they started killing them, everybody had to run away, go to different place. That's what brought Christianity here. And we have realized that Jesus is not coming right now. He will come. But it may not be today. It may not be tomorrow. So we can't sit down and put our hands in our dem river waiting for Jesus Christ to come. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yes.
We go to work. If he comes now, we understand that when he comes, right in our workplace, we will still go. Wherever we find ourselves, we still go. It's not like he's coming to the temple. So we are waiting with Peter. We are waiting with John. We are waiting with Apostle Prince. When he comes, wherever you are,
so now the light has
come, isn't it? And so now that we have gone back to working, now that we are now looking for money again, now that we want God to bless us again, now that we want prosperity again, what must we do? We must go back to what they were doing before they stopped working and came to stay together. Clap your two
hands. And say, see, I am quiet, Numa, Obia, sorry, Okon, and Numa, so I am, let us say, I was here quiet, cheap, Nayako, quiet, and Niama, no more Yeno, and Sana, Omunina, Eba, Bebe, she has.
So if you want to be holy but poor, then eat your tithe and come to church. You will be spiritual but poor.
Ope, sir, we any pacron crum or mutini, Nembom, Usika, Samia, the other day, and Kosu, the audience to Sodu Nujetia.
If you want to just be coming to church but you don't pay tithe in the future, you will end up as a poor person. You can continue to just come to church, you'll be spiritual. You may go to heaven. I will not say you won't go to heaven. You because the Bible has not said that emphatically. You can go to your heaven, but as to whether you will be prosperous on earth, I don't know, because the Bible didn't assure you.
It will be to me about the entry Muhammad my best one and coupon a bomb pie. I will be our baby. I send your bayash ever ready demo. Nembom a bay ye dear when you coupon a tray a quina yam fasua. You bet me a dee and swanty our tie to the eye. No dear. Nanya wa.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Clap your two hands.
Bonsam Emerald.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.